What's up, guys? Welcome to the Extremely Biased Sports Podcast. I'm your host, like every time. I'm Alex.
I'm Jerry.
And I'm Nick.
All right, guys. How are your weekends this week? I don't know. Felt like a very long time since we've done the last one.
It has been a week. One calendar.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. This has been
one calendar week.
It has felt like a very long week for some reason.
Because you lost again in fantasy?
Yeah.
Probably.
But you can't beat me.
We won again. I'm 8-2 in one league. We don't question. I have the inverse record in one league than I do in our league.
That's hilarious.
Our league is what matters. And you're like, what?
In your heart.
You're 2-7. 2-8?
Hey, you know, where it's the luck of the draw.
You're 2-8.
It's 2-8.
You're like the Cowboys.
And who did you beat? Gabriel is 1.
Gabriel and Rashad.
Oh, so like, he's really like 10-0.
Beat 2 inactive teams.
Rashad's not inactive.
But that week you beat him when he was inactive.
Yeah.
Oh my God, get out of here.
He had 3 players inactive.
I texted him and told him. So it's not my fault. All right, whatever. We're going to move past fantasy talk already. I get frustrated enough. We're moving to performance of the week. Right? Both of yours are from the same game, so just go ahead and share yours.
The Arizona Cardinals. I have the quarterback, Kyler Murray. 5'10". 5'10", 207 from Oklahoma. No, okay. But he had a great game against the Bills. It was looking a little rough. Because, you know, in fantasy, he didn't have a lot of points until, like, the second half.
Bro, I don't know if you guys were watching that game.
So I was not.
It was a good game.
Bro, the drive before that, when Josh Allen led the touchdown drive.
The Stephon Diggs. Yeah, scored me a lot of points.
The commentator was like, Stephon Diggs has been the best wide receiver in the NFL this season.
I mean, he's number one in
fantasy. He is number one.
But Kyler had 245 yards, had only one throwing touchdown because, you know, those little legs move. He had 2 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, he's a god. He's a god. But you
MVP,
know.
You know.
What do you get when you cross society with a mentally insane person? Murray.
Murray.
No way. I get in my head. Who's yours, Jerry?
The best wide receiver in the league, DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, my God. He's not the best wide receiver in the league.
I know.
127 yards.
Oh, my.
Nothing. And the most important touchdown.
Nothing gets me more mad than that video, bro. I hate that video.
Hey, man. I just got to let you know. You're the best in the game right now. I know.
You're the best I've seen in the league right now.
I know.
I hate, bro.
Yeah, what bothers me about that video is not his cockiness, but how awkward the conversation is.
Yeah, so weird.
He just goes,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
And you just have to walk away from him.
Like, and the coach is like, yeah. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Okay, I'm gone.
The coach probably walked away. He's like, damn, I regret telling that guy.
I mean, he probably wasn't expecting that answer, obviously. He was probably going to be like, oh, like, I appreciate it or whatever. Whatever. But it's like,
it's awkward. Anyways,
either way,
I fear no man.
When I
God.
Go see my pick for performance of the week, I'm gonna go up to him and be like, "You're the best running back in the league," and he's gonna be like,
"I know,
thank you, sir."
He's gonna be like, "Really?"
All right, but we're going Josh Jacobs, bro, the GOAT. He had 21 carries, 112 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Both times Josh Jacobs has played good, he's been the performance of the week.
Hey,
and gone against me.
Hey,
the first one it's was valid. Performance of the week.
Well, it's because he played good. So why wouldn't
he did play good?
I mean, yeah, but there's people who play better.
I noticed
name
Kamara.
What did Kamara do?
Debatable.
3 touchdowns.
Debatable.
Yeah.
More yards, both rushing and receiving.
I should have picked Big Ben. He had 4 touchdowns. 3-4 touchdowns.
Big Ben. Oh, by the way, I had to give a shout out to Matt Prater. He's my honorable mention.
God damn, dude, this kid, bro.
Greatest kick in the league.
Seriously, best kick in the league, bro.
Nah, you know what? Next,
the game
this
winner
be great because next year I'm gonna pick him the first round. Now I'm gonna have a lot of trade capital.
Ooh. If you pick Matt Prater, I will use commissioner powers to take him off the team.
I'm gonna take unfair. Him. I'm gonna take him, and you're gonna pick like Kamara. I'm like, yo, Kamara for Prater.
Get out of here,
dude. If any of us here ends up with the first overall, we gotta take Matt Prater.
Get out of here.
Gotta take Matt Prater.
Matt Prater's mine.
And like, no matter how good his team was, it will never be as complete without Matt Prater.
You know what's funny? Last year, the only team that I won a championship with didn't have Matt Prater as the kicker.
So I see a common trend here.
Because I think that other guy also had an obsession with Matt Prater. So when Matt Prater was on bye, I was like, oh shit, I need to swoop in and pick this guy up. And he didn't drop him.
Sometimes you just gravitate towards kickers, man.
Yeah, last year for me, it was Harrison Buckner. And I dropped him because I had no more space on my bench and he was on bye. And then Jared picked him up. And then
Matt Prater was the GOAT.
Who's the Ravens one? Fuck.
Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker. But yeah, I dropped him too on a bye. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Fucking
idiot. No, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's like probably this year, there's like 2 kickers you don't drop on bye. It's probably, I'm assuming Justin Tucker's probably. Well, Jason Sanders is one of them.
Jason Sanders is nasty.
Nasty. Young Wei Koo is the other one. Bro, dude, we gotta pronounce him correctly.
Yeah,
don't say that, bro.
Young Wei. I'm like, who?
And then Justin Tucker's normally one of those guys, just because like Justin Tucker can get 20 points.
And then Janikowski used to be with those dudes. Oh, okay.
Bro, Janikowski was. I thought you were talking about Gostkowski.
I thought you were talking about Gostkowski,
yeah. But yeah, Janikowski used to be one of those guys, too. Yeah, he's nasty. He's nasty.
Singletary. Not Adam Singletary. What's his name? Vinatieri.
Vinatieri, the GOAT. Even though Matt Prater is the GOAT. Game-winner, 59 yards. Almost a 60-yard field goal.
Almost.
I love Gostkowski, but he failed me this week. He failed me.
Bro, he's so on and off this year.
That whole team failed me, but we're not going to talk about it.
All right, we're going to the Week 10 games. All right. From this weekend, the Cardinals and the Bills played. Cardinals won. Seahawks played the Rams. Seahawks lost. Rams won. The NFC is now in a three-way tie. The NFC West is now in a three-way tie. Who do you guys think is going to end up winning the division?
It Cardinals. Is?
Yeah, 6-3, 6-3.
All 6-3.
The only one that opposes is the 49ers were 4-6. I thought they were 3-6. Are they 4-6?
Bro, I'm assuming.
No, they're not good.
We're just fucking garbage.
Taking the Cardinals, too.
I'm taking the Cardinals.
I'm taking the Rams.
I figured you would.
Because
you're not going to play the Seahawks, so I just figured it'd be the Rams.
I picked the Seahawks at the beginning of the year.
I did, too. I thought the Seahawks were going to go Super Bowl, but the Seahawks have just been on the downfall.
No, their defense is fucking garbage. That's why I'm picking the Rams.
And it's showing.
The reason I'm picking the Rams is because they have the best defense.
They're number one defense in
the league.
In the league.
Nah. Yeah, it's nasty. It's the second defense in terms of yards and points. And then just like that secondary is nasty with Jalen Ramsey.
Dude, Jalen locked down DK.
Bro, he's a god.
He did.
He is the best corner in the league.
Stephon Gilmore couldn't do.
There you go.
Best corner in the league, my guy.
He's the best corner in the league.
I know.
The secondary is nasty. They have two good safeties. Taylor Rapp is one of them. Guy's an animal, right? And then their offense isn't that great, right?
It's very on and off. But
they're playing a lot better than what I thought they were going
to
be.
They get a lot of yards, but they just have to convert them, right? Okay. But the thing is, yes, Sean McVay is the coach, so it's a well-coached team. And I think out of the three coaches there, I think Sean McVay is the best, probably.
Mm. Yeah.
Really? Over Pete Carroll?
It's close.
It's close between those two. Cliff Kingsbury is a bum to me. It's just a successful bum. But the problem is that, like, I don't know, in those aspects, I'd rather trust the Cardinals' offense, right? But
it's just the Cardinals' offense over...
I do.
The Rams' defense over Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey.
Have they played each other yet?
No, so. They play each other in like the upcoming weeks.
That would probably give me my answer. That game will probably, because I think it does come down to them too. Yeah, it's so unfortunate, bro. I hate seeing Russell Wilson lose. I don't like it. He's a good guy.
They play Week 13.
Week 13.
That's okay. What he gets for calling himself Mr. Impossible.
Do they play again Week 17?
Moron.
Because if they haven't played each other this deep into the season, they must play each other really soon.
Week 13 and Week 17, yeah.
Yeah, they're both upcoming.
Damn. Week 17 could be the division. Yeah,
for that division. Depending on how the Seahawks end up going. But, like, that defense right now is complete garbage. Why I didn't pick them? I thought the defense would be better.
I get it. It's
They it's do valid. Need to get Chris Carson back, though.
They do. That, it's hurting me. Yeah I'm about to DM him and be like, bro, man the fuck up. If he tells me to pull up, I'll pull up.
Fucking Nick Chubb, dude.
Buy me a fucking plane ticket, you fucking bum. I'll go beat your ass right now.
Dude, fuck Nick Chubb, dude.
Nick Chubb? Hilarious.
His argument makes no sense.
Yeah, he should have kneeled.
He says, I don't want to score because I want to waste the clock. You ran out of bounds. You stopped the clock. If you want to stop the clock, just kneel.
No, it was a very stupid. Because the thing is, like, even if he scored, then he would have.
They're up by 10. With 40 seconds.
Scores. 40 seconds for two possessions. Like, bro, how bad are you playing? You won the game. Like, they're not going to recover the onside kick. Like, it doesn't matter. Like,
well, that's what the Falcons thought.
Yep.
Yeah. With the Cowboys in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, we love them. Right? Falcons are so incompetent.
So you guys are both. You're taking the Seahawks. You're taking the. No, excuse you're taking me. The Cardinals. I'm taking the Cardinals. I'm taking the Rams. All right. Well, either way.
I get you.
It's pretty close.
Yeah. I'm excited.
The Rams have exceeded my expectations for the season. Yeah.
They're looking like 2018, bro. And I like it. Yeah, I like them a lot in 2018.
They're just 2018 without Todd Gurley. That's what they need, a running back.
Yeah, that's their problem.
Because that'll get Jared Goff going, make some plays because of play action and stuff like that. That's what they're missing. But other than that, Rams are a really good team this year. I support them. Now we move on to the Patriots versus the Ravens.
This game was so fucking funny to me.
Did not watch it, but it seemed atrocious.
Yeah, it was. I didn't watch it either. It was just so boring. I just couldn't. I couldn't keep on. Right, but the Ravens, obviously, in my opinion, in terms of rosters, have one of the three best rosters in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah, on paper. Yes.
And they're not even close to being as good as the Chiefs, the Steelers, or whatever. Right. So, what do you think the problem with the Ravens is?
Not sucking. they haven't won a game when they've been down by 10.
Yeah, it's because, okay, this will lead to my problem with the Ravens. I think it's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I was about to say that. Mm-hmm.
It sucks, but it's like... Like, I understand, like, yeah, he doesn't really have great receivers, right?
I think he's just having a bad time. I don't know if they got to go look and replace him. Like,
no, yeah.
It's like...
They just need to get back to what they're doing last year in offense. I think they're trying to force him to pass a little bit too much. They need to get him some weapons, even though it's going to be hard, because no receiver is going to willingly go play. Any talented receiver is going to go willingly play in Baltimore and that offense, because no one's going to want to block for 90% of the snaps because they're not getting the ball thrown at them. And... You just have to recognize that your quarterback isn't accurate and not draft a fucking 5'10 speedster. Makes no sense.
With Hollywood. That's why I thought Dez was going to fit in so good because he's bigger.
Because he's a deep
threat. He's fast. He can go like deep, but like he can also just stick to like short routes. Big body. Bigger body. He can do it, but he's in the practice squad again. I think they're fucking retarded.
I'm down for it. Whatever they're doing right now, keep going because, you know, the Steelers are up. You know, so keep going. Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing.
Me too. Well, keep sucking.
The way they're going right now, no playoff victories in the near future, in my opinion.
It's going to be another first-round bye. The way it's projected now, right, I was looking at a standing thing. They would play the Chiefs again in the
first round of playoffs?
In the first round, yeah.
Goddamn.
The Chiefs.
GG.
Patrick Mahomes is Lamar Jackson's daddy.
They're probably the highest.
They would be the lowest.
That's right.
They would be the, because of divisional winnings.
We're all the same record. It's the Raiders, the Ravens, and the Dolphins. Who would have thought that, bro?
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought the Ravens, the Raiders, and Dolphins all have the same?
Dude, who would have thought, man? And then what keeps the Raiders and the Dolphins alive right now, at least, and higher, is divisional records. Yeah. So, like, that's why I think in the playoff picture, the Ravens would be the 7th seed, and they would go against the 2nd seed, which is the Chiefs.
That's crazy. Because I was thinking, like, oh, like, the Ravens are probably, like, have a better record than us. And I was like, oh, shit, they're all 6-3.
They're all 6-3.
That's crazy. But, yeah, Lamar Jackson's 18th in QBR this year. Trash.
Trash.
26th in terms of completion percentage.
Trash.
That's even worse. And then he's a 14-5 touchdown interception ratio with also 3 picks.
Trash.
Garbage. But it's also the scheming of the thing. They do need to get some receivers. They need to give him some weapons. And they just haven't been able to establish a running game like they did last year. Yeah. Mark Ingram did nasty last year.
Not doing great this year.
They haven't really fucking given him a chance. And they haven't even tried giving him J.K. Dobbins. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
So there's a lot of problems with the Ravens.
It's kind
of
like sad to see almost. Because it's like that team was doing so well. Like, I was like rooting for them.
Many
like,
people had them going 16-0.
Yeah.
Colin Coward.
Colin Bum, bro. I saw a picture where it was like it was just like the I took it personally meme with like Big Ben's face on it. And like I was like, dude, it's perfect. Because he had him going 7-9.
He had the Steelers going 7-9. He had the Browns going 9-7. And the Ravens going 16-0.
Big brain picks.
Bro, he was just 500 IQing it.
I ate his entire bag of fucking candy.
Gangster.
Well, I don't like these flavors, so you can have them. I hate the orange ones.
I'll eat it because I want something right now.
What the fuck, bro? I don't want segregation on this podcast.
I'm not a big fan of orange candy.
Separation of color. Is that what you're doing right now, bro?
No, but...
But yeah, the Ravens are just not there. They need to figure...
It's different because like their defense is way better than they were last year.
I think they do need a new quarterback. Because he's proven to not be the guy to win you games, especially in the playoffs.
Well, I think we had this conversation already. And like I know ESPN has this conversation all the time. Of like, do you think that the Ravens should be given a big contract?
No.
No.
You see, I agree. And then a lot of people are like, oh, like, it's BS that if they don't, because then, like, you know, it's like...
The
like
market.
Other quarterbacks have gotten gotten money and have done less than him. Right? And it's like...
Are they really holding his MVP, like, that high?
I think they are. Because besides his MVP, he's done nothing.
The thing is, he got the MVP and he got out in the first round of the playoffs. It's not like he lost, like, fluky. He fucking got destroyed.
Yeah, like, he can't win
you games, and he can't win you in the playoffs.
Dude, trust me. We wouldn't be having this conversation right now if he wasn't MVP. We'd be like, the Ravens need a new answer. GG. But it's crazy, bro.
I don't think he's the answer.
You know what's happening right now? The Madden curse. I didn't think about that. Yo! Dude, it's back.
Yep.
Only Mahomes.
It skips a generation.
Only Mahomes broke it.
Mahomes, he got hurt last year.
But he won the Super Bowl.
But he won the Super Bowl.
He's the only one that like, was able to bounce back, though. But
well, curse.
For a while there, literally the curse is striking him, though.
I remember when he went down, I was like, it's happening.
I remember when it went down. I'm like, right before it went down, I'm like, it's not real. And he got down, I'm like, oh, fuck, it's real.
wasn't it when Rob Gronkowski was on the cover, wasn't it the year that they lost to the Eagles?
I don't
know. Madden 17.
That was Brady on the cover.
Madden 18 was Brady on the cover.
Yeah, Madden 18 was Brady on the cover.
17 was Gronk, yeah.
19
was AB.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And everyone was like, bro, it's no Madden. And then fucking the shit that happened after the season was the Madden curse.
Right. I remember right. AB.
Well, let's move on. Two other games. Two other division rivals played this week. The Colts and the Titans.
I mentioned this earlier.
I like the Colts, bro.
I really like the Colts.
Yeah. You think the Colts are going to end up winning the division? Nah,
maybe.
Probably.
I went through their records, and like the way I went through it, I think the Colts end up with 9 wins, and the Titans are going to end up with 11. Really? So that it probably means that the Titans had an easier schedule left.
Yeah, remaining, probably.
Mm-hmm. And, they fucking got their backs blown out. I'm not going to disagree with that because it was a fucking complete destruction this week. But I do think the Titans are a fucking nasty team.
They're a good team.
They're a good team.
I'm not going to knock them down, but it's just the Colts are just looking good. And I was telling Nick in the car, I don't like rooting for Phillip Rivers. Never have. Right now? Not. That's the answer.
Bro, he's a top two quarterback in the league, and he's not two right now.
He's not number two.
He should be in the MVP.
He should be in the MVP.
He's number one in the AFC, that's for sure.
Yeah, bro. But, yeah, I'm going with the Titans. I just think Derrick Henry, man. Man's a god. A.J. Brown, he's the wide receiver version of Derrick Henry, bro.
That's just sad. They're gangsters.
But they stopped him this week. He had, four points.
Hey. All right? You can calm down with that. It was 1 week. 1 week.
But it's when it matters. Every game matters.
Bro, it didn't. The thing is, Jadeveon Clowney wasn't playing, bro. And, you know, he's trash. So it wouldn't really affect the game anyway.
It's a bum.
But, you know, we'll just use that as the excuse.
That's such a tragedy, man. I like Jadeveon, but I think that was dumb going to Tennessee.
But now, we're gonna go talk about the two most exciting teams in the NFL right now. All right? I love these teams. We got to talk about the Dolphins, who beat the Chargers this week, put up pounding on them.
We love that.
And we got to talk about the Raiders, who put up pounding on the Broncos, right?
We're Raiders fans.
These are two very surprising teams this season.
Yep.
Which one of them do you think has a sleeper chance to make the Super Bowl? I'm not saying they're going to be like Super Bowl favorites or anything.
That could
pull off a run and make
it. If it were to happen, I wouldn't be surprised if it's this team. Kind of like what the Titans almost did last year.
Honestly,
the Dolphins.
I think the Dolphins.
Of the two, the Dolphins. Because
they have the better defense, and I think their offenses are comparable.
They have a very good defense, and there's a lot of issues on the Raiders side of offense. Yeah. Right? So it's like the Dolphins are a well-coached team. I think Brian Flores might be coach of the year.
I think.
He's I really think so. Way. If I Crazy. Had to pick someone else, it maybe be Mike Tomlin because of his losing.
He's gonna be 15-1.
Shut your mouth. Right? But it could be Mike Tomlin, but that's also my bias coming out. But
I mean, that's not bias, bro. You guys are gonna have a fucking amazing record. That's not bias, right? But fucking never Brian Flores, the fact that what.
Never gonna win a game from now.
You should
9-7.
Hey, he still had the winning record. I don't care.
Bro, Jake Luton's gonna light him up this week. Bro. Just watch. Just
imagine.
That'd be so funny.
Dude, I'm so sad I'm not gonna see Gardner Minshew.
Well, I mean, it depends if he comes back this week. Jake Luton didn't play that good last week.
I hope, bro. I need to see Money Minshew, bro.
Right? But anyway, going back to the Dolphins, right? They have the defense, right? The defense, it's weird because they give up a lot of yards, but they make plays. They force fumbles. They force interceptions. Xavier Howard is solidifying himself as a top three corner in the NFL. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to him, but this man has been locking up people. He locked up D-Hop last week.
Yeah.
He held him without a catch in the first half, and then the second half, they got away with a bunch of pass interferences. But he's been locking people up, and he's tied for the league in interceptions. And then fucking the Raiders, they have Josh Jacobs.
That's an animal.
That's all they got.
Yeah, dude, Derek Carr? A fucking gangster,
he's
a baller. Bro.
I like him. Fantasy wise, he sucks dick. But I like.
We're not looking at those numbers.
No, I'm looking at real life.
Doesn't need to do it.
I'm looking at real life numbers. I like Derek Carr.
I like Derek Carr.
This is a Derek Carr friendly podcast.
This is a Raiders friendly podcast.
Yeah, but especially Derek Carr.
We root for the Raiders here.
It is.
But I'm down for it, bro. Dude.
Is Derek Carr in the MVP conversation?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
You don't think so?
No.
Very low. Maybe a top 10, maybe.
What's his number?
I think he's third in comeback player. If he just does his baller
That's what I was about comeback player.
If he just has these baller movement, it's just the problem is Alex Smith is held to a high standard because he came back, almost died, right? And then Big Ben is bringing this team to glory. So it's very hard. If this was any other year, it would probably be him.
Derek Carr. Yeah.
It's comeback player of the year is such a weird,
It's a weird one because...
I think you said this at the gym today. They should have a most improved player.
They should have a most improved player.
No, they should have a most improved player.
Yeah, and that would be Derek Carr.
I would give it to Derek Carr. 100%.
But the thing is, can you even give that to him? Because he did have a season where he almost threw 40 touchdowns.
But last year. We're talking about from one
year to the other.
But it's also
It's like you think about the NBA where it's like Bam didn't do horrible last year. But yeah, he did yeah. so much better no, this no. year.
Well, he like looking at his numbers, he like doubled everything, mm-hmm. right? But he had never had a season where he had scored 18 a game or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
right? So like let's say like Giannis. Giannis has a bad season next year. He averages like 10 points, right? Then he comes back the next year, averages what he averaged this season. Do you think they'd give him most improved player, or they'd be like, oh, we expect this from you?
Just yeah, because he improved. Dude, for a while, fucking wasn't Serge Ibaka like no, dude. Who won it last year?
I'm talking about Pascal Siakam.
Pascal Siakam, right?
But it was just because he got even better than he was last year,
though. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you're improving. Oh, you're improving from
that's,
one time that you...
the same thing, though. Because it's not like he had like a season in between where he did bad. And he didn't even do bad last year, though. That's the thing.
Derek Carr?
Derek Carr didn't do bad last year. He just had like average numbers.
Dude, wasn't that team like 4-11 or 5-11?
Yeah, it wasn't Derek Carr's fault. It was fucking...
Okay, but like that usually kind of like...
Yeah, they blame on the quarterback. I understand.
Yeah, exactly.
But... either way, I trust the Dolphins. You know, obviously, we have one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. You know, he's undefeated.
Not one lost. Of the.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the. He's never lost before. Okay, so
this we'll season, see. Derek Carr is 2,100 yards, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's 9th in QBR.
That's really wait, good.
I'm looking. He doesn't have any rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, he's not rushing.
No, but like, you never like had, a QB you know, sneak or like a 1 yard.
Carr, bro. He had that fucking, that jumper, bro. What do you want me to
yeah,
say?
Yeah, no. Okay, so this is 2020. Okay, so. 2,100 yards, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, 14 sacks. God damn. Okay, 2019. 4,000 yards, 21-8.
That's not terrible.
Two rushing touchdowns.
How many yards?
4,000.
4,000.
4,054 to be exact.
So that's why I don't think he had a bad enough year. I mean, also to, like, throw more interceptions.
It also depends on like your situation and like yeah, all that yeah.
stuff.
Here's
it's like the situation.
Like, dude, like look at Jameis last year, bro. Like Jameis had MVP numbers, bro.
But he had like 30 interceptions.
Yeah, exactly. Bro. But he still did like 5K, bro. Like that's fucking wild.
Dude, 30 for 30.
Bro, either way, dude, the Dolphins, they're prime for a Super Bowl run. Yeah, take out whoever they play.
A couple years from now.
This could be Miami's year. This could be Miami's year.
The next
year.
Time the Super Bowl is in Miami, they're going to make the Super Bowl. I know that's
I'm down for it.
That's going to be that's a couple years
I'll
from
be
now.
There.
Yeah, it's not that long away. I know that.
No, it is. They switched. It used to. I know what you're thinking about. It used to be Tampa, Atlanta, Miami again. They switched it.
No, Tampa, LA.
But it used to be Miami.
Why does the NFL do these things?
Oh, like it used to be. It was Tampa, LA, some other place. Or maybe it was Miami, but they switched it.
Why does the NFL do these things?
Now it's Arizona.
Bro, who the fuck wants to go to a Super Bowl in Arizona, bro?
There's that's one. Where the...
Was it the
that's
Atlanta?
Where the Super Bowl... where...
there was a Super Bowl, yeah.
Malcolm yeah. Butler did the interception.
For real?
Yeah.
I could give less of a fucking shit, dude.
I could. You know, no, I'm excited for the
game
one.
Itself. Like, the game itself is going to be good wherever it's at. That's not the problem,
it
right?
It depends, though.
I mean, last year's Super Bowl. No, not last year. Two years ago. It was fucking boring. Rams and
yeah,
Patriots.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the city. What I'm talking about, like
when it's in Miami, it's live.
It's
bro.
Live. It's bro. Live. Everyone enjoys it in Miami. There's a bunch of, like, tourism. And, like, I saw someone say that, like, they should just choose 3 cities and just have a rotate between those 3 cities. Miami should be one of them. Miami's a
Miami, good city. LA, New York.
Do you want to go?
I don't think New York.
Why?
The stadium's in Jersey.
No,
there's
yeah,
not much of an appeal
and
to
it's
it.
Freezing.
I think it should be like SoFi, right? The Hard Rock, and maybe like
Vegas.
Vegas.
Dude, Texas, even
places you want to go in the where it's cold in these places.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. You know.
You know.
I mean?
Apparently, during Super Bowl, Miami had a huge increase in human trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, that happens every year.
No, but like record breaking.
This
like,
is extremely biased sports and extremely
sorry.
Biased human trafficking. You can say that for
after
that, hours.
I learned that in class today. I was like, really?
Really?
Yeah, I actually knew that. There's always like an increase. Like,
but like, number. This is like, but like it shattered the record.
Yeah, but it's like.
This is Miami's year, baby, for records. Increased COVID cases.
It's because we're already
he
like.
He made the finals. Just
Marlins made the playoffs.
Going up, bro.
There's already
this is our
a bunch
year.
Of human
this
trafficking.
Is Miami's year. This is my part. Okay, next game.
There's already like a bunch of like human trafficking in Miami, so like the Super Bowl just like multiplies.
Yeah, just like oh fuck for real, plus two, it's like double points.
All right, so we're gonna move on to the Saints and the 49ers, right?
All
right, game kind of trash. Saints won easy, right?
Here comes my point.
Drew Brees gonna be out for a couple weeks. You say 2 to 3
because everywhere I've read, like even like coming like right before I came here, everywhere I read says 2 to 3 weeks.
But also,
you say 2 to 3 weeks, I think retired.
I think there's a good chance he probably doesn't play this season.
No. This guy is motivated to play at least 2 more years. Like this year, next year. I mean.
He might be motivated to play, but you know what? When you have a family, you have a wife, kids at home, and you think, if I step back on the field, this time it was my ribs, next time it can be my fucking head, I'm not stepping back on that field.
He's good. If it's 2 or 3 weeks,
he's done his time.
Yeah,
he's put up his records, won his Super Bowl.
The only chance I give you, he's not coming back next year. I think no matter what, he's retiring at the end of the season. I think this should be it.
He set in stone that next year is like that. He's still playing next year.
He says he goes by year by year. And that's first of all. He says he goes year by year.
You've said that a bunch of times, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I think this probably is his best chance to win a Super Bowl. So I think if he comes back, he might come back this year. But no matter what, he's not going back next year. Last year, he got hurt. This year, he got hurt again. I don't think he's going to risk
it. Well, I mean, last year was like his thumb. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
But it was like 5 weeks, though. But he did get hurt, though.
Yeah, but there's a different severity. Like, if he tore his ACL, okay, like Saquon could be done soon. He's fucking.
But last year, it was like a thumb. This year was his fucking ribs. He's not going to take a chance, and next year he tears an ACL. And then he's going to retire anyways, and he's going to have to rehab like that. It's fucking stupid.
I don't know. I don't think that is a big deal.
I don't know. I really don't know, honestly.
So if it's 2 or 3 weeks, because we're talking about Jameis here.
Famous Jameis?
If it's, say, Drew Brees is literally like 3 weeks and he's back, like he's 100% healthy. I want to see what Jameis does in these 2 or 3 weeks. Now, granted, he's playing garbage teams these 2 or 3 weeks. Atlanta, Denver, Atlanta.
Truth is, bro, you guys might be better off with Jameis.
I want to see. Because it sounds like, oh, yeah, he can be better off. But when you see how he plays,
we don't know who they're going to start at quarterback.
Oh, no. When Brees retires, if Jameis is still around, it's going to be Jameis.
No, but you don't know that. Because Taysom Hill, right? You did pay.
I do know that because they got a second. They got a backup quarterback instead of keeping this Taysom. That's it.
He's the second highest paid backup in the NFL.
Who's the first highest?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Was it Nick Foles?
I mean, I guess if you're going by that.
How much is he getting paid? He's getting like, what, 10 a year?
Yeah, Nick Foles had a stupid contract from the Jaguars.
Yeah, I know he did. Great move by the Jaguars to get rid of that shit, too. Yeah. But I don't know if they still count him as a backup in that conversation. But I do know he's the second highest.
Well, right now he's the starter, but he came in as the backup.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, whatever.
But I ate too much either way, candy. I don't know. But the thing is, do you want to try putting Taysom Hill out there as a starter quarterback? Because that's who Sean Payton swears is his quarterback of the future.
I don't think it was, because then you wouldn't get...
But I think you'd put in Jameis.
I don't think... If Taysom Hill was really your true quarterback...
In all these times, they've put in Jameis.
That's not true. This weekend, Taysom Hill was taking snaps at center.
But he's always done that.
No. But not... He's never taking quarterback snaps.
Yes, yes.
No, okay. He takes a snap straight from the center and always is directly looking to run.
No, he's throwing passes.
Very rarely. This time, he was looking to pass a lot of times. It was split between him and Jameis.
I've seen multiple games where he's throwing passes. But I think if Taysom was really your true, like, oh, he's going to be the guy, after Teddy Two Gloves leaves, you don't start looking for another backup quarterback. Then you got Jameis.
But the truth is, were they looking for another backup quarterback?
I don't think so. I think Jameis went to them.
Jameis just fell to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can just follow me, but like I don't need you.
Like I was telling him, I'm like, it's kind of like when Melvin Gordon went to the Broncos. It's like a little divisional fuck you. Like,
If I don't need you, I'm not going to waste money on you.
Yeah, but they gave him a minimum. It's not like the waste.
They gave him like
that's money. That's money.
They gave him like Cam money, bro.
But the money they wasted on Taysom Hill is a lot more than they wasted on Jameis. It's not even close.
I don't know.
So that's the thing. We don't even know that. But let's assume it's Jameis, because I think Jameis is probably the best quarterback out of them two, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Truth is, you guys might be better off because he can definitely throw the bar farther than Drew Brees.
We were talking about this later today. I think if like he's a bit like even though like I don't. Well, it's not that I don't like Jameis. It's just, going off his Tampa record. It's not beautiful. But I think this is a good team for him because now in this situation, this offense, it's like in Tampa, they're like, yo, fucking throw it. I don't care how far it is, just throw it. Here, it's a lot more precise, a lot shorter passes. Like they rarely,
Evans was just too deep of a threat. And even when they had DeSean Jackson, he was too fast for them.
New Orleans rarely just goes like throw it 40 fucking yards down. They're more precise, shorter routes. Like
Jameis slants. Jameis' arm was just too strong.
Too strong.
What do you want me to say?
It was too strong.
I want to see how I hope he is because, Brees, like, we're saying
best case scenario. You always want to have the answer.
Best case scenario, one more season. Worst case scenario, this is last season. So I want someone, a good quarterback. Cause I want to get a rookie because I want to, like, train someone up. I want to get someone already set in their stone.
That's going to be very hard, though.
No, I'm saying Jameis.
You guys are going to end up with Jimmy G, bro. I want to end up being a Saints fan.
Absolutely not.
Jimmy G, bro.
You know what I hope we get?
Drew Brees' replacement.
Cam Newton.
You guys are not going to get
Cam. You know who I hope we get? Deshaun Watson.
I hope we get Deshaun Watson.
No, you're not getting Deshaun.
You're not going to get Deshaun Watson. Hey,
dude.
You're a Saints fan, right?
Dude.
We're getting Deshaun.
I'm only a Saints fan if you guys get Jimmy G, bro.
Okay, we'll put him on the bench and we'll keep Deshaun started.
I go where Jimmy G goes.
Oh, so if he came to Pittsburgh.
I'm like the female fan.
When he comes to Pittsburgh.
If he came to Pittsburgh.
Or Seattle.
Or Seattle.
You would want Jimmy G on Pittsburgh?
No. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But I'm saying, what about you? As you go where Jimmy G goes.
I'm like the female fans with Kelly Oubre. I follow Jimmy G.
I want to see.
Dude, I was telling him in the car. I'm like, bro, we should just go guns blazing, bro. Take it all. Give me Deshaun Watson.
Oh my god. I would probably have to trade away like T.J. Watt or something for him.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah? You know, Deshaun Watson. Okay.
After what we saw with the DeAndre Hopkins trade, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Bill O'Brien's not there anymore.
That's true. But this is what leads me to believe, because that team's looking to rebuild. J.J. Watt's not. The Saints get J.J. Watt for a couple picks because, you know, they were looking to rebuild. Give them the picks. We'll take J.J. Watt. Give them a great fuck. I'm not done, Chabois.
Oh, my.
And I'm like,
I'd be down for this trade.
Who's the quarterback? I mean, Cam is not having a good time in what's the guy's name? New England. They're not working it out.
I mean, I don't think New England's the problem. I think Cam's the problem.
No, I think New England's the problem.
No,
bro,
could be. He has no one to fucking throw to.
Yeah, he has no one to throw to.
Nah, that's valid.
He has no receivers.
That's valid.
His team is garbage.
I mean, but Brady still like managed to go. Like,
barely. Well,
like,
but yeah, look at him last year.
What, like, what? Like, what did he do? Like 11-5 last year or something like that?
He did? No, that was like.
No.
That was like 9 and something.
He did not go 9-7.
It wasn't that good because he was a wild card and he played. Oh, no, he wasn't a wild card.
He was a wild card.
No, he wasn't. He played in the wild card weekend. He was the third seed. Yeah, he was. He played the Titans. The Titans were the lowest seed in the playoffs. Yeah.
Oh.
Where did they go? Yeah. Where'd they go?
They gave me this year.
Yeah. No, I'm right. Trust me.
Where'd they go?
They were 12-4.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But even the team last year was better.
The defense. Yeah.
The defense
had
five starters step out. So he didn't even have to put up that many points.
Oh my God.
Cam scoring a lot more than Tom Brady probably did last year.
But again, you blame the quarterback.
So the Saints take Cam for next to nothing. We keep Taysom. I'm telling you, Taysom Hill, if you ever listen to this podcast, which I highly doubt,
he should switch to tight end.
There's a chance. All right.
I'm going to send this to him. I'm going to DM him. Like, yo, listen to our podcast. We love you.
We're going to send it to Chris Carson.
Switch to tight end.
Yo, Chris Carson.
He'd be so dominant as a tight end. What? Oh, my. He'd be so dominant as a tight end.
Well, he said he doesn't want to play. He wants to play quarterback.
I know, but, you know, I want to be quarterback too, but I can't play quarterback.
Yeah, okay. But he wanted to play quarterback, and he went in with that mindset into free agency. If he didn't think that the Saints would play him at quarterback, he probably wouldn't have signed with you guys. Actually,
obviously, but like, it's not gonna happen. So you switch to tight end. So we have Jared Cook and you, Kamara. We have Latavius Murray. Exactly. So like, you divide the snaps.
Bro, the Saints are getting old. Once you
you're getting old, dude. The 49ers, garbage.
I know I'm getting
Eagles,
old.
Eagles, garbage. Dolphins are your only luck.
You can say whatever you want about the 49ers. We're not getting old. All right.
You're just getting injured.
We're gonna get Matt Ryan. Yeah, we're getting injured. Ugly. We're all fucked up. But you
ugly.
Know what?
Matt Ryan, old.
Next year we're gonna come back stronger than ever. Yeah. You know why?
5-6.
You know why? Nick Bosa. That's all I got to say. He's better than anybody in the Saints. Name someone in the Saints better than Nick Bosa.
I think Nick Bosa's going to cry more because now if he wins the Super Bowl next year, he still can't meet Trump.
He can't meet Trump. So that's the problem. Either way, right? Everything you said is not going to happen. You know what's probably going to happen? He's an ass to be traded from the Texans. The Texans are going to value J.J. Watt too high. No team's going to trade for him, and they're going to end up cutting him. I swear it, bro. That's exactly what's going to happen, right? And then Deshaun Watson, you're not going to trade Deshaun Watson.
I don't want Deshaun Watson.
No, I know, but I'm saying the Texans. They're not going to trade Deshaun Watson.
Well, I would love him, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, of course you do. Cause like,
so I'll take Cam, bam, chicken, bam.
Like, talking about quarterbacks you want going forward, he's like in the top 3 or 5.
He'd probably be number 2.
I think Deshaun.
Exactly.
I think Deshaun and JJ, like, since, like, more JJ since he's older and, like, he's, like, gets hurt a lot.
JJ
he wants to win, get out of there. Deshaun, like, he just signed a big contract, so he's kind of fucked.
JJ
ain't like, going anywhere.
But, like, JJ really needs to go to a contender. They're probably going to ship him to an NFC team, so the Saints would probably be a better bet.
He's going to the Dolphins. I already called that.
No.
I think he goes to the Saints or Green Bay.
I think Saints sound better than Green Bay. Between those two, I'd rather. Oh
my God. Yeah, you're a Saints fan.
No, but,
yeah,
like,
because you're a Saints fan.
Like, the Saints defense is better than Green Bay's defense.
Exactly. That's why they need.
That's debatable. Because even this year,
that's why they need
trash.
A good edge.
Oh, did you see what we did at Tampa Bay? We blew their back on and fucking did it on them.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's why.
But if he wants to win, he goes to an all-star defense.
You're not an all-star defense.
Compared to Green Bay, yes, we are.
That team's kind of about to start the rebuild process in a couple years, too.
Green Bay?
No, the Saints, bro. Oh. With Drew Brees being out?
I think the rebuild. I think it's just a new quarterback, and that's it.
And if Jameis
is going to take some adjusting.
You say it like it's that easy to find.
Jameis is playing good, then we just keep Jameis.
Exactly. Bro. Like, that's why I'm valuing the Steelers team, because in like 2-3 years, it's going to the rebuild process is going to start. Like,
in 2-3 years. I think this is last year.
No, yeah.
Big Ben?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's last year. I don't
know. We'll see how it ends. But like, still, I'm
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes?
Danny Dimes, bro.
Dude, honestly,
the fastest quarterback alive.
Honestly, bro, like I said, I'm honestly down for Dwayne Haskins at this point.
I'm trying to think of a team that like lost their quarterback and hasn't been able to do anything since. I don't know why like it's taking me so long.
Um,
Washington.
Who the fuck did Washington have a quarterback?
Dude, literally.
Wait, what was your question?
Dude, literally.
A quarterback that like lost like their Hall of Fame quarterback.
Oh, I didn't hear Hall of Fame. I just heard like.
Maybe
the Chargers?
No, but not even because they
got. Oh, bro, give me a perfect example. The Colts, bro, with Andrew Luck.
The Colts.
Andrew Luck
with Peyton Manning.
Even with Peyton Manning.
Back to back.
They got lucky. They got back to back, and now they're without a quarterback.
And they're about to go through in a couple years because you think Philip Rivers is going to be here for 5 years?
I think so. I think he's a quarterback.
He's elite as fuck.
Indy fans must be so heartbroken. Like, we got Andrew Luck. This offense, this defense.
Every time I think of Andrew Luck, I get so sad. Because I really liked Andrew Luck. Like, I. It breaks my heart. But anyways, I'm down for Dwayne Haskins. Maybe Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold's like my number one. Sam Darnold's my number one.
Sam Darnold's your best bet. Jameis, bro. Did you get Jameis?
I'm not against it.
I want to see how he does.
I'm not against it. But
alright. Either way, bro.
Dude, fuck it. Give me Dak. Fuck it.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
Dakota Prescott, bro.
Dak.
Do you want to go to the Saints? He's gonna go to the Saints?
Oh, he probably won't, but I would love him.
I'm saying, do you want him to go to the Saints?
Oh, I would take him.
Trash.
Dude, you know who I think should take him? Washington.
Dakota?
Just give him this. The only problem that Washington has is quarterback.
Is winning.
Oh, yeah.
It's quarterback.
They have good running, but they have Antonio Gibson. He's nasty.
They have one of the best D lines in the league. And they just need probably like a.
No, but even their corners are nasty.
Yeah, but they could always be improved.
No,
I think.
But they're like towards the top of the league.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I always thought they had very mid corners.
Me and Steve were trying to figure out who their corners were today. We couldn't think of them. But like, we know that they're really good against wide receivers.
Exactly. And then the only problem is a quarterback. Yeah. Fuck it, bro. Sign Dak. Fuck it. That team would be nat, dude. I'd be a Washington fan, bro.
Since Drew Brees is hurt, are they still your favorites to come out the NFC to go to the Super Bowl?
Ooh, no.
I know we pretty much all like unanimously. Like,
honestly, at this point, I don't know who. I was thinking about this. I don't know who the fuck's going to take the NFC.
It might be the Bucks. They've just been so hit or miss, but
maybe,
like,
bro. These weeks could be a big up or a big down.
Yeah,
right. It's like what happened last year with Terry. Right, it's like it could be hit or miss, right? And if it goes on the negative side, the Bucks might take the division. Like, but
that makes sense. If the Saints lose, the Bucks win division.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? EBS Sports Series. Guys.
No, but it's I don't know at this point because it's like the Seahawks aren't probably gonna do it. I think the Cardinals are gonna get stopped halfway.
Will the Rams do it again, bro?
If the Rams do it again, bro, I'm down, bro. Rams against the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
That'd be crazy.
I'm there for
Jalen Ramsey plays Tom Brady in the NFC Championship again and lose it
and loses
again. All right. Well, for me, I'm kind of undecided on this because the NFC is kind of a mess right now.
It is.
Like, it's so weird because they're not bad teams. It's just
they're really good teams, but they're just all inconsistent teams.
Green Bay is the biggest one.
Green Bay's number one right now, but it's like again, like we're talking about the car. They're kind of overrated.
Yeah,
and
they're
like,
kind of overrated, bro. Green Bay like baffles me.
Take out Davante Adams. What the fuck are they gonna do?
Yeah, but also this week the score looks a lot closer than the game actually was.
Yeah.
It was that kick return that kind of like sealed it for them.
I didn't watch the game, but I'll take it for it.
Either way, it was extremely windy, so you can't really throw the ball with Aaron Rodgers. It was just a weird ass game, bro. I don't fucking know what's going on with Green Bay.
I don't know what's going on, man. But it's like
Green Bay and Seattle like took a deep down like from the beginning of the season. The beginning of the season, we're like, these are great, great teams.
No, bro, dude, the beginning of the season, like I said earlier, I thought the Seahawks were going to go to the Super Bowl.
I agree.
Huh?
Best thing since fried cheese, bro. You know what I mean?
I love fried cheese.
I love fried cheese. All right. Well, either way, we got to move on because we're going to find out who Nick's favorite out of the NFC is by finding out his top 10 teams of the week.
What's up, guys? All right. So my top 10. Yeah, it's done. Yeah, okay. I'm fuck it. I don't care. No one's listening to this either way. Number 10, I have the Raiders.
It's fucking garbage. It should be higher. All right, continue.
At 9, the Rams.
L.A.
At 3.
At 3?
Oh, sorry. Because I was counting like 1, 2. At 7?
At 8.
8.
Oh, my God, bro.
Sorry. I just have them just here like scattered.
This is a sports podcast?
Yeah,
like counting podcast?
I failed geometry. At 8.
I failed geometry.
I had the Bucks.
Tampa Bay. All right. I can't argue against it.
Exactly. Like you can't. No one can say shit.
Not so like Colin Coward, who has them fourth.
Yeah, he has them at fourth.
Ridiculous.
Fucking bozo.
Ridiculous.
These two are like, I kind of want to rotate them. Haven't decided.
Do it, bro. Fuck it. Just rotate them right now from where they're.
Yeah, honestly, don't care. 7, I had the Bills.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I don't trust Josh Allen.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take. You don't trust Josh, you boo.
Keep chewing.
Why?
Too many interceptions.
What do you mean?
He had two against Arizona.
Yeah.
He had like two against Seattle.
He was against. He's going against Patrick Peterson. It's not a bad.
But Seattle.
Seattle.
He threw two against Seattle. I didn't. I also knew that he threw four touchdowns.
But two interceptions against the worst defense in the past.
Four touchdowns.
Hold on. You know what? Let me fact check that because I might be lying straight to your
face. I don't think he threw
it. Because I remember there was an interception against a defense that didn't make sense to me. What's his name?
I think it was against the Jets, probably. But remember, he also dislocated his shoulder early in the season. So
I said Josh Allen. I see a picture of him like. Okay. And then at six, in the meantime, I have. He did not throw an interception.
He did not throw an interception. Well, the Josh Allen slander needs to stop. All right.
Because the reason why I put him lower because I want to put the Dolphins higher.
If they, I know. I understand that. Yeah, right. That's why I appreciate that. But no,
I'm putting them higher.
I love the Dolphins, but the Bills right now, they lost. Think about how fluky of a loss this was for them.
Fluky. He's the best receiver in the league.
It was, bro. I know. Right. But either way, Josh Allen led them down the field. The reason they're losing isn't because of Josh Allen.
That last minute and a half of that game helped me in fantasy so much. Because I got a touchdown for Stephon Diggs and a touchdown for Kyler.
Bro.
So I have six, right? Yeah, six is right. I have the Dolphins.
I accept it, but I think we should be top three.
I like it.
Top three.
Really? Top three.
Top two and a number two.
Name me a quarterback that's undefeated in the NFL right now, bro.
Big Ben.
No, all time.
Oh, they meant the season. Before.
Get out of here.
They meant the season.
Yeah. When you said that, I was about to be like,
I said this year. Yeah, I made that mistake.
At five, I have the Cardinals.
The Cards.
We beat the Cardinals.
But I'm extremely biased to Kyler.
Oh, my God. This is such a stupid. Oh, my God.
What's the name of the podcast? Extremely biased.
It's not extremely stupid sports.
It's extremely biased sports. You have the Eagles winning the game. It's
extremely
the
big slong.
A bunch of people had the Eagles win the game.
A bunch of dumbass people.
Yeah, because Doug Peterson's a bozo.
I agree. Who have a four? I have the Packers at four.
All right. Talking about overrated.
Talk about overrated.
I guess I didn't fix that, but fuck it. I had the Packers at four.
I mean, they had a very convincing win against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I mean, they did demolish Jacksonville.
The world-renowned Jacksonville.
Green Bay? Super Bowl right here. Then I have Saints.
Like that.
I like that.
Overrated.
You're overrated. Chiefs?
Overrated.
That's true. They are overrated.
If their name's not Miami, I don't want to hear it.
And then number one, I have Pittsburgh.
Oh, my God. The most overrated. The most overrated.
You want to see Tabo's the top 10? Eagles, Dolphins, 49ers. I'm telling you, one of these teams are going to Super Bowl this year. Just watch.
How do you not put those three
teams? He's a fan of the best team. The winning teams right now. Exactly.
He's of those three teams.
Hasn't mentioned the Jaguars all season. No. Hasn't mentioned the 49ers.
Okay.
But I forgot.
About the Jaguars, right?
I forgot that the Jaguars
were. What the fuck am I supposed to talk about, bro? Fucking Gardner Minshew?
Exactly. You're not loyal.
What do you mean I'm not loyal?
When the Steelers were 8-8.
I'm going to see the Jaguars before you are.
Oh, yeah. It's not my fault, though.
It is your fault.
It is your fault.
You could have gone to any game.
When?
I went to see Pittsburgh.
Washington game before you went to Jacksonville.
What was my first football game? Pittsburgh?
I've been to a Dolphins game.
Okay. I'll give you that one. game. Week 11 games.
All right. We get started off with a... What's going on here? All right. I lost control.
He just read it?
Yeah. He put it in a Google Doc.
A quote from the movie The Predator. When
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, when Arnold comes in, he sees like his boy. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but.
Yeah.
He's like, Dylan, you son of a bitch. And he put it in the thing.
Oh, my God.
All right. Week 11 games. Arizona. Thursday night football is going to be a great game.
We have a banger. Arizona and Seattle.
We had a good one last week. Have a good one this week.
Who do you guys have?
I can't ask for much more.
And we have a great one next week Seattle. Because of the Steelers Ravens.
You're going to Seattle?
I'm going to Seattle.
I'm going to Arizona.
Arizona, bro.
Yeah. I don't think Seattle's going to lose a third game in a row.
I think so.
Or have they lost two or three already? Or
who
they
lost?
I believe so.
Last week, who did they play last week?
They played the Cardinals. They played the
last Rams week was the Bills. Week. It was the Cardinals, and last week was the Bills.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, it'd be a fourth game. Yeah, I don't see them losing a fourth game.
I see it.
I think Kyler's going to destroy that offense.
I think...
No, because the truth is, last time, they almost fucking beat Seattle. They should have beat Arizona. And then
but they didn't.
They didn't. Exactly. But I think it's going to come out.
Should have, could have, would have.
Nah. Exactly.
I think it's going to be Arizona.
Yeah, Seattle.
So. Arizona.
Next, I think we got the best game of all Sunday football. We got Cincinnati at Washington. All
right, we got a quarterback battle here between Joe Burrow and Alex Smith.
Generational talent.
Yeah, honestly. I'm taking Washington.
That was my pick, too. I agree.
I'm Atlanta. Key, Washington fan.
Versus Jameis Winston.
Give me Matty Ice.
You're taking Atlanta for real?
Of course not.
Okay. For me, it's just like, who on that Atlanta defense can stop Alvin Kamara? Trick question. The answer is no one.
Yeah, I was like, really?
Because the truth is, if Atlanta put nobody on defense, they'd probably play better defense than they do by putting
if they had the special teams on the field, maybe about a better game.
It might do it better.
They'd put their offense on defense, they'd probably play better defense. Yeah.
Matt Ryan Jones can fucking stop dudes. You know, New Orleans. Then we got the famous game.
Pittsburgh at Jacksonville, bro. Jake Luton about to light up them Steelers, you know what I mean, bro?
We're going 10-0.
Bro, since I'm not a real Jaguars fan, bro, dude, I don't know any of our players, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Get out of here, bro. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, thank you.
What do you mean? Yeah. I know all the players on the defense.
This game is interesting because I thought if it was like if this game would have happened last week, I would have picked Houston to win. But now it's New England at Houston. New England has a shot.
I remember this game last year. What an exciting game it was last year.
Last year.
This game happened last year.
Was it actually exciting? I don't actually
know. It was a Sunday night game.
I remember.
It was a pretty good game. The Texans won it.
Either way.
It was an intense shootout. I got Cam Bam chicken and ham. Yeah.
They got the Patriots.
They're on the redemption tour,
yeah,
bro.
They're going to make a comeback.
All right. Next game, we got Philadelphia at Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Carson wins, bro. Yeah. We're going with it. Bro, honestly, like, after a loss to the Giants, they have to redeem themselves.
I understand that.
And, like, it's Baker Mayfield. Come on, guys.
But it's Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Bro, unless he doesn't score a touchdown Chunt again.
Dude, man.
Chunt is unstoppable.
Excuse me?
Chunt is unstoppable, bro. All right?
If Baker comes out and says Hulu has live sports, bro.
If Baker comes out and he woke up feeling dangerous,
you can do
bro,
Chunt or you can do Hub.
Hub,
yeah,
the hub.
Bro, I saw someone call him Chunt today, bro. That shit made me giggle. That was good. Right, but either way, bro, I think Carson Wentz is gonna redeem himself this week.
We have a banger after that game.
Yeah, we got Detroit at Carolina.
Blue on blue, two blue teams.
I'm going Detroit.
You know, I'm going Detroit too.
10-6 in the playoff win is a lot.
CMC is back for this game because it's still questionable. Then it's Carolina.
Dude, not even close.
Not
even close.
Teddy Two Gloves not playing.
Matt?
Ooh.
No, yeah, he is.
Oh, he is?
He's questionable. But
so they're both. Probably.
Either way,
Matt Prater.
The backup.
You can't stop Matt Prater.
Matt Prater and Matthew Stafford, two and
if you put coaches. Matt Prater at quarterback, they win.
He would just that's kick the ball.
I don't know. What
Matthew Stafford. You have to put Matt Prater at running back.
Honestly.
He's better than DeAndre Swift.
Exactly.
Right? Honestly. Either way, it's Matthew Stafford and Matt Prater against PJ Walker, the GOAT.
I'll take Carolina.
That's the GOAT.
I'll take Carolina just for shits and giggles.
I'm going to take Detroit just because, you know, a day one fan, you know what I mean?
Tennessee at Baltimore.
I'm going Tennessee.
I'm going Tennessee too.
Lamar's going to have war flashbacks.
Bro, this is right.
From
I didn't even
the
think
fucking
about that.
AFC.
Dude, Ryan Tannehill is going to commit war crimes on that fucking
bitch?
Team. Pass bro, the bitch.
Have you guys ever seen like that South Park episode where they're like debating whether to get PS4s or Xbox Ones?
No,
I've never seen South Park.
I've never seen South Park either.
But go ahead. Bill Gates like at the end of this episode for some reason they get Bill Gates to fight like the CEO of Sony, and then like Bill Gates starts taking off his shirt and he's like a bunch of gang tattoos and shit like that, bro.
That's hilarious.
That's to be Ryan Tannehill versus fucking
Baltimore.
Dude, Derrick Henry is about to commit war crimes.
Bro, who's the new safety, bro? Who's Baltimore's
doesn't
safety?
Matter.
It doesn't
trust.
Matter.
That guy's about to become a lead.
If Earl Thomas was still in this team,
he'd be like, yo, cover him. That's on me.
Holy shit.
If you're the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, you're like scheming for the safety for the Ravens to be the fullback for Derrick Henry, bro.
Oh, my. It's going to happen.
Boom.
Just to be something.
So we got a banger.
Jets at Chargers.
Yeah, honestly, with how they've been playing, I'm thinking the Jets.
Jets.
Bro,
I think Herbie finally wins his second game.
This game has no winner. Just one loser. Or unless it ends in a tie.
Oh, I hope not.
Dude, honestly.
This is not about who wins the game. It's about who loses the game.
It is about who loses the game.
I hope it's
I hope it's Herbie.
You hope Herbie loses?
No, I hope he wins.
Oh, dude, I was like... Yo, dude, the Herbie slander's not allowed. All right,
dude,
bro.
0-16.
I'm picking the Chargers
charge.
Just because I think Herbert's just significantly better than any player in the Jets.
Herbert can put anyone on all fours.
Exactly.
Just with his hair.
But the thing is Joe Flacco. It's not going to be
that's
Sam
right.
Dude, I forgot about that.
Oh, fuck, dude. Hall of Famer, dude.
God damn it, bro. Elite.
Actually, the Jets.
Dude, just fucking give me the Jets. All right. Miami at Denver.
Miami.
It's not even close.
Miami's the greatest team in the world.
Tua's never going to lose.
At this rate,
I don't NFL see it happening. Isn't that hard?
It's not hard.
Dallas at Minnesota.
Minnesota, bro.
Minnesota.
Bro,
Minnesota.
I told you guys last week.
Yeah.
I told you guys last week.
I see it.
Yeah.
Minnesota, I see it. On the route to making the playoffs.
Yep.
Probably going to lose in the first round.
I cannot believe Kirk did it, bro. Kissing He won Monday night, bro. Kissing Cousins.
Bro, dude. And he, of course, he gave one player in the game a fantasy relevant day. It was Justin Jefferson. You fucking pussy.
And I gave him to him.
Bro, and this man really got away with starting Ryan Nall, dude. I never understood. I saw somebody else pick him up, too. It was fucking terrible. All right, let's move on. Green Bay at Indianapolis. This is a pretty good game. I'm taking Green Bay.
Give me the Colts.
I don't think the Colts can put up enough points to keep up with Green Bay.
I see that, but I don't know. I feel like they're on a hot streak right now.
That's possible.
I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers.
I'm taking Aaron Rodgers, bro.
That's valid, though. That's valid.
His big worst years are a lot of quarterbacks' career years.
Big jock Aaron Rodgers.
He's just such a chad, you know what I mean?
But I can see the Colts team. Yeah, that's valid.
That's what I got.
All right, bro, this... Okay. Kansas? This Sunday night game is going to be fire.
The only reason, it's in the Death Star.
No, wait. But do you know, like, this is personal now, right? After beating the Chiefs the last time, the Raiders took a victory lap around Arrowhead Stadium. So the Chiefs took that personally. And then the defensive end from the Raiders went on Colin Cowherd today and said they're going to shut down Patrick Mahomes.
Dude, when the Chiefs win this game,
getting chippy.
I hope they fuck up that entire stadium.
I am so excited to see this game.
Fucking blow the fucking ass open on the fucking Raiders.
I hope they fucking destroy that stadium.
They might make this shit a fucking gaping hole in the fucking Raiders.
They're going to sign their name on the fucking wall where Derek Carr did.
But
like, who's this guy?
Like Eli Manning did when they opened the AT&T Stadium.
Bro,
that shit's great.
This is going to be a super chippy game. It's probably going to be a lot of fights, in my opinion. I imagine there'll be a couple fights. This is a divisional game. It's always chippy.
I was telling Nick this in the gym. When I go see the Raiders, I want to see this game.
This will be crazy.
And it's in the fucking Death Star.
Who do you guys think is going to win?
I'm taking the Chiefs.
I don't think they'd lose them twice in the season.
I don't think so, bro. But I wouldn't be surprised.
Nah.
If they pull this off.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Just you understand?
John Gruden is that dude.
Do you understand?
John Gruden is that dude, bro.
Do you understand? If the Chiefs lose, you're not going to hear the end of it from him.
Why? Oh, because they lost the Raiders? Because they lost the division rival?
You're not going to hear the end of it from him.
All right.
About the Steelers.
And then when the Chiefs win in the playoffs, you're not going to hear the end of it from me. Or when the Dolphins beat the Steelers in the playoffs?
Not happening.
At that point, who do you go for?
Me?
Yeah.
The fuck? I don't question that shit.
He's going for the Dolphins?
I go for the Steelers all the way. I don't question that shit.
That's going to be interesting. That's going to be spicy.
That's like if, like, this is like, you know, I'm a Raiders fan, bro. We're a Raiders fan of this podcast. Yeah. If it's ever Steelers Ravens, you think I'm going to fight Raiders? No. No.
So it's not a Raiders-friendly podcast.
It's a Raiders. Yeah. When the mics are on, it's a Raiders-friendly podcast.
When the mics come off, fuck them.
But when the ball gets snapped, it's game time.
It's game time. There's no friends on the field, you know what I mean?
Rams at Tampa.
It depends on what Tampa we're going to see, bro. Are we going to see the Tampa that showed up against the Saints, bro? The fucking ones that got dogged on the field, bro?
Dude, it's always a cycle. It's always they get slapped by the Saints. And then...
you come back in 2 weeks.
Brady's washed. And then they come back, puts MVP. Up this fire game. Brady's MVP. And then cycle. So, I got the Rams.
I'm going Tampa Bay.
Interesting. I thought you get the Rams.
I thought you picked the Rams.
That defense is fucking good.
You just made an argument about how the Rams are going to win the division. And
I still had them winning 10 games.
No, yeah, but...
I had them winning 10 games with this loss.
Ooh,
okay. But right. I still think the Rams, because that defense is going to slap.
I don't know if 10 wins is going to win that division, though.
I think so, because it's so competitive, and they all play each other towards the end.
That's valid. Okay.
All right, so now we got to get into the NBA. We got a lot of spicy news, bro.
God.
So let's get into the best team in the NBA now.
That's why I got the fantasy.
It's a very short offseason, so everything's very rushed, right? So we got to talk about Phoenix, bro. The Suns made a splash. Right? They traded Kelly Oubre, Ricky Rubio, Ty Jerome, Jalen
Lacroix,
and a 2022 first-round pick for Chris Paul and Abdel Nader. Where do you guys think this trade puts Phoenix?
They're going to be the best ninth seed ever.
They're going to be a ninth. Bro, that's cap.
If Devin Booker stays, because...
He's going to stay. Bro, where's he going to go?
Miami.
Oh, bro, I mean...
Well, they're not going to pull a trade like that. They pulled this trade to help him.
I know. But let's just say, hypothetically...
Apparently, he wanted Chris Paul to go there. So,
really?
Yeah.
He went to CP3 training camp when he was a kid. Which is really cool.
It was in preparation for this.
Obviously. I went to Dolphins camp when they came to Curry, but I never want to be a fucking Dolphin.
Yeah, but it'd be cool if you got drafted by a Dolphin.
Actually, it would not.
Because you're not talented. If you were talented, you wouldn't be here right now.
You think if I made it, I would be doing this fucking podcast just for us to listen to it over again tomorrow?
Way, I think the Suns are going to end up being like a fifth seed.
I think.
It's going to be fifth to seventh. I don't think they're going to be eighth.
I think they'd be sixth to eighth.
It's because look at what Chris Paul did with the Thunder last year. And the Suns are a better team than the Thunder.
I get that, but I don't know. I think you're really like throwing your future away for the right now.
Not really. I mean,
They gave up a lot.
Not really. I don't even know who those last two guys are. I did not see them in the
bubble. But the first two are very important.
Okay, yeah, but hey, the first Kelly two are very Oubre. Important.
Okay, Ricky Rubio is literally the worst version of Chris Paul. Okay, but like Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre,
that
most beautiful man in the NBA. That I agree. That hurt me because I do like Kelly Oubre because he's a former wizard, right?
They used him to show off the city jerseys.
Oh,
bro, when they were showing like the players reacting to the city jerseys, they didn't even put Devin Booker. They put Kelly Oubre. Because he's a Valley boy. That's why they picked the city edition jersey. And that's why he says the Valley.
That sucks.
I don't understand why you had to give him away. Because the truth is, you could have just told him, like, bro, like, you guys didn't even like, give up a lot for Chris Paul. Get the fuck out of here. Right? But whatever. I think this is going to put him in the fifth seed.
They're going to be a fifth to eighth seed. Like, in that range.
They're not going to be a ninth seed. That's cap.
No, sorry, sixth to eighth. Fifth is going to be kind of hard.
I don't think so. I
don't know. I see a lot more teams in the West being. Because being more competitive.
Because here's the thing. Yeah. Because here's the thing. Right. Like Chris Paul did great this season because he had a 5-month break and he's known for getting injured deep in the season. So if that happens again.
He might have. Yeah. He could have strived because of the bubble. But I mean.
What was LeBron's record in the bubble?
I don't know.
I just know it wasn't 8-0.
But I know he won the championship.
But season who was undefeated.
But who won the championship?
But he wasn't undefeated.
You're right.
Devin Booker's undefeated in the bubble. The greatest player in bubble history. I don't understand why
Chris Paul went to the Suns.
I mean, the truth is because you're not going to be competitive on OKC. You're not going to win a championship.
No, obviously not.
And no team that's actually going to try and win a championship is going to trade for you because of that contract. So his best chance at winning a championship is in Phoenix.
A lot of people said the Lakers were interested, like really into it.
Yeah.
But then he says he wants
should have happened 10 years ago.
I also think he didn't want to create a super team anywhere. So which is probably why he didn't want to play with LeBron.
Which is kind of dumb.
No, I don't think it's kind of dumb.
I think it is.
Yeah. No, you want to win a competitive championship.
I get that, but you're only getting older and you want a ring.
He's not getting any younger, any better. Chasing.
Look at Vince Carter.
Yeah, exactly.
That sucks. That hurts. That breaks my heart.
I love it. Also, 20 years just running around.
Either way, dunking on dudes.
Either way, bro. This Phoenix, 5th to 8th seed. Calling you right now. They're going to take out the Lakers in the second round of the playoffs.
I mean, obviously.
Win the championship.
I just think the West is just like.
It's too competitive.
Too competitive.
Like, I like the Suns, Devin Booker. And I like.
I mean, we're going to talk about two of the trades in the West right now.
DeAndre Ayton.
I like that guy.
But he's going to be an all-star because he got fucking...
No, he's going to be an all-star.
You got AD. Jokic.
That's two.
What's the guy's name? Fucking name?
Also, AD goes on as a power forward, so he doesn't actually affect Ayton being in the all-star game.
What's the guy's name? I can't think of other fucking centers.
There's no other center in the...
There's one more that I can't think of right now.
There's one more.
Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ayton puts up better numbers than Ayton. I mean, than Gobert.
He's his own worst enemy.
Gobert is just like nasty on defense, but like he averages like 14 points and 10 rebounds. Bro, either way, Gobert's going to get traded to the Heat, so you gotta stop with that, all right? So either way, moving on, there are two other big trades in the West, right? Because we're going to talk about the East after this. Robert Covington got traded to the Trailblazers.
I like that one.
That's
a
good trade.
I like that one a lot.
That's a really good trade. Mm-hmm. That puts him probably in the top four teams in the West.
I like that a lot.
That was a good trade. He's nasty. Good elite defender, elite three-point shooter, right? And the other one was Dennis Schroeder going to the Lakers. I think that's a really good trade. Why would you not agree with that?
I'm just saying
I don't know because I never really saw
I'm just saying on the Thunder end, like that it's like, that's a really good player. And like, you know what I mean? It's like, it sucks that you gave up a really good player.
Who, for the Thunder?
What'd they give back in return? What, Danny Green?
In a first-round pick. Oh. No, because they're completely rebuilding.
I get that, but
they're going through the process. What the Saints are going to be doing after this year.
The process. I mean, I'm not. Yeah, it's whatever. I didn't really put too much thought into it.
No, I think that's a really good trade. That's pretty much like the equivalent of Lou Williams and the Clippers.
Yeah,
again, they just got better with that trade because Danny Green was trash last year.
Yeah, Danny Green was fucking useless.
I knew championship or not, Danny Green was out of there.
Yeah, he was fucking garbage.
I want to see if they actually end up getting rid of Kuzma, bro.
Is gonna be fucking Kuzma.
Yeah, he's gone soon.
I want to see what team takes him, bro. Like,
or what team like has to take him?
Did you guys see that he deactivated his Twitter account?
Like, I don't want to see me get traded.
Dude, he's getting ready for it, bro. I think Chicago's gonna trade for him, but that's just me.
Bro, the Chicago fans have been in full force for some reason. Every time there's like a trade rumor and like Woj tweets or Shams, they're always like, "Look at this trade and it works out, bro." It's so funny. It's always like. like a trade that's supposed to go through, and then just for some reason Chicago's included just receiving a bunch of things. It's so funny,
dude. Apparently, what I heard is like some really weird rumors, but it's like apparently like Zach LaVine is in trade talks for the Bulls, and I'm like, I guess like
he's okay.
I don't know if you give up your best asset, but
go ahead. Your best asset is a third asset on some teams.
Yeah, I get that, but it's like, I mean,
it's kind of sad.
I feel like the Bulls are gonna have to end up trading their pick though, because what, they have like fifth, right?
I have no idea.
They have like fourth or fifth.
I have not been very keen on the.
I know it's Timberwolves, Warriors, Hornets, and someone else, and then Bulls.
And then another person that's probably gonna be on the move, right? The Rockets. They're probably going to break up their team. James Harden, Russell Westbrook. I saw two things earlier today. Mm-hmm. Only two teams were interested in Russell Westbrook, the Hornets and the Knicks. But then I also saw that they're talking to the Wizards about swapping Russell Westbrook
for John Wall.
If the Rockets can pull it off, they fucking win that trade. Because John Wall at this point, way better than Russell Westbrook.
Of course.
For a team, because he just passes the ball. He does everything better.
The thing is, what I actually heard about the Hornets one,
Jordan wants to do it,
but he doesn't want to give up the third overall pick.
Colin Coward called this shit. Like, you want to talk about like this? He was saying that like it's because Russell Westbrook signed to the Jordan brand.
Yeah, I know.
So he needs to keep him relevant, and like the only way that he's gonna be relevant is like a lot of people are fucking trying to fucking trade for him. And the truth is, he's gonna put up crazy numbers on the Hornets. I said, give the team something to be excited about.
I think they would be a great ninth seed.
Oh yeah, they'd make the playoffs.
That team is so stagnant. In
the East, he'd make the playoffs as an 8 seed.
Bro, think about this: Kemba Walker, greatest Hornets player ever,
gone.
Right? When he was putting up these crazy numbers a couple years back, 9th seed. Last year, don't have Kemba Walker.
But it's also because the team's trash.
9th seed.
The team's fucking. That is the.
I don't know if Russell Westbrook puts you over. If you can manage to keep that pick,
he'll take them to the playoffs.
If they can keep that pick, that'd be a crazy team. That actually might be a team to look out for.
You shouldn't have to give up that pick because you're just fucking taking on a fucking terrible contract.
What else do you have to give? Like, it's like,
give him Terry Rozier and maybe a pick, but like a second round pick. Because the thing is, that it's hard. So bad.
It's really bad. It's so hard. I wanted it to happen because, you know, I was always talking about irrelevant teams in the league, right? And then, you know,
I don't know.
For a while, it was the Hornets. And I want a reason to pay attention to the Hornets, right? Because I like Michael Jordan. You know
they have
I
mean? Nice jerseys.
They have really nice jerseys.
Yeah, but Michael Jordan's the worst owner, probably.
The worst owner. Yeah. Yep. But they'll never kick him out of
being. The one that's worse is probably the Knicks, which Russell Westbrook could go play for. Bro, the only two teams interested in Russell Westbrook are the two worst owners. Damn, I just realized that.
Man.
But either way.
Goes to show.
I think the Knicks should do it, bro. The Knicks have nothing going for them.
I think the Hornets should do it. I want the Hornets to do it. But
the thing is, there you're also developing young players. And the thing is, for both teams, you're trying to develop young players.
I think the Rockets really just need to, yeah.
Bro, it's so sad that we're talking about Russell Westbrook and like we want him to go to a team that's bad. Just so, I think that's where he'd be happiest.
He needs to be the center of attention again. Yeah. That's what led him on in OKC.
That's why he doesn't want to play with James Harden anymore.
Which
sucks. But also, James Harden now rumored to be going to Brooklyn.
That would
be the worst fucking team in the NBA.
I think the Philly one makes more sense.
I think the Philly one, he'd actually have a chance at winning a championship.
Exactly. But the problem is, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like, I think most likely the Brooklyn one's going to happen.
It's gonna be a whole fucking war with him and Kyrie.
It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah, that's Kyrie. Gonna be something where like the media sets the expectation where it's like championship or bust, but like that's just not gonna work.
It's gonna be a shit show. It's gonna be such a fucking
Kyrie
shit show.
And him and I could get along.
I mean, unless they trade Kyrie away, I think if it's James Harden and KD, it could work out. But
it could work out.
Yeah,
it could work. Then rumored that they might sign Serge, so they just rebuild that fucking OKC team again. For at this point,
fucking take Westbrook too.
Trade Russell Westbrook too.
No, but like I know actually to hear, but that they would consider sending Serge or something like that, or like he might want to go there or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I saw that he was actually interested in going there.
Which if the James Harden trade happens, I think it's like a staple at this point. As much as I want him to come to Miami,
maybe. I mean, I know he's also interested in the Lakers.
That's the more prominent one. Like he's probably going to end up being a Laker. I want him to come to Miami. Yeah, I think he's exactly what
we need a big man.
I think he's exactly what Miami needs.
But
I hope Miami doesn't do anything stupid, bro. I hope they don't.
Okay. Right. So I think we have three very, very probably like valuable assets. The least valuable being none. Right. Of these three, right? It's Nunn, Hero, and Duncan Robinson. Right?
I think Nunn's the one to get traded away, though.
Nunn's the one that's going to be included in any trade, right? The other two, Hero and Robinson. I think you should give up Hero. You should keep Robinson. It's hard to find someone that's so elite at shooting like that. Because he was shooting, what, over 40% this season?
I think so.
There's probably only two players in the NBA that are questionably better three-point shooters. Like, just pure three-point shooters than him. And it's Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Yeah. Right? So I think if you're trying to trade for Devin Booker, like we said earlier, right? You give up Hero and Nunn.
I don't think there's anything that the Suns do to like give that up, though.
Yeah, me neither. For who else?
Like, especially since you brought in Chris Paul to help. Like, the Suns
I don't think they're going to do it. I'm just saying.
I think the only one that makes sense is Bradley Beal. I think that's the
Bradley
only
Bradley Beal?
Especially if you split up John Wall.
Bro, if you split up John Wall. Because the thing with that is I know the reason Bradley Beal signed his extension last year was to run it back with John Wall. So if you trade away John Wall, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to be like,
I'm not running it back.
Yeah, I'm not running it back this year. Right? So then he'd want to move out. And then you give up. I have no problem. The thing is, like, with a guy like Hero, you're hoping he turns out to be half as good as fucking Beal. Because Beal's that nasty.
I get that.
He averaged 30 points per game last year. Like, that's not like an average guy off the street. It's not even like they're empty stats or anything like that. His team was just that fucking bad. And with John Wall coming back, they're gonna be a fourth or fifth seed again. Like they were before.
We'll see.
So if you can, you only include those two pieces in it if you're training for someone like that, or even Giannis. But we have to talk about the Bucks now. They made some moves. Whether bozo or helpful, we wait to see the difference, right?
It doesn't matter if Drew ends up fucking winning a ring. I still think it's like a pretty dumb trade.
If you end up winning a ring, then it makes everything worth it. But let's talk about the trade first, right? So they end up trading Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, 3 first round picks, 2 pick swaps for Drew Holiday.
Jesus
to the Pelicans,
fucking Christ.
Right? They trade away Dante DiVincenzo, Ersin Ilyasova. My God, that last name.
That guy.
Quite the doozy.
That guy.
DJ Wilson for Bogdan Bogdanovic. And Justin James.
I think the Bogdanovic trade was like fair.
That was fine. Yeah.
I think it was fair.
The thing is, I feel like Bogdan Bogdanovic, that guy, a spark plug. He fucking streaky as fuck. He can drop 30 any night, right?
Love seeing that guy.
But you're giving up a pretty good young piece in Dante DiVincenzo.
Get over it.
Nah, he's pretty. I like him. And he did pretty good against the Heat in the playoffs.
Don't like
him. You got to come off. Right? For Drew Holiday, though.
That was fucking overkill, dude. Haul. That's like the AD fucking thing.
It's equivalent to the AD.
They're mortgaging their future on the fact that Giannis is going to stay. Because as long as Giannis stays, the team stays
right. I think they're trying. They're really trying to right now.
Yeah.
Right. And it's why Giannis shouldn't sign the contract right now. Shouldn't sign the Supermax.
Yeah.
Because you can't give the team that leverage. If he signs the Supermax right now, then they'll be like, oh, we can wait. But if he holds you off like that, like, I can go anywhere. Because the team knows that he can end up in Golden State, he can end up in Dallas, he can end up in Miami. Like, the team knows that. So they have to win right fucking now.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, right now their team is better than it was last season.
Yeah, 100%.
Drew Holiday is way better than any player that they gave up in that trade. And the truth is, if you're winning championships, the first round picks mean nothing. Because they're going to be, what, 30th pick? Whatever. Yeah. Right? It's just, obviously, now it looks like they gave up a lot. And the truth is, if fucking Giannis decides to leave after this year with Drew Holiday, they're not a playoff
team. If Giannis leaves, that's it. Like, this was a waste of fucking, like, they ruined their entire future.
So, it's very debatable. But at the moment, I think the Heat need to make some moves. Because at this point right now, I think the Bucks are better than the Heat. Pretty.
We just don't have the big guy.
And especially,
we need a big guy. That was a big
okay.
Issue.
Look, if the James Harden thing ends up panning out, whatever, because I think he's gonna end up in the East, point forward, right. So it's like, if anything happens, the Heat have to go out, do something, bro. Because it's like, there's no fucking way.
So weird.
There's no way you run it back.
Yeah. No. I don't think. I think they'd have to retool and do something.
Even if the Nets thing goes down. The Nets might be a better team. If they could pull off a clean, like, Kyrie, James Harden move on, which I don't think it would happen. But if they pull that off, that team is leagues better than it was last year.
Sorry, real quick. If they keep all three of them, or they get rid of Kyrie and get Harden?
I'm saying you trade Kyrie and you get back Harden. Oh, like, clean, one for one.
They don't want
that. That would probably not happen, right? There were probably more pieces involved. But I'm saying if it was that, if you bring back the same team they had last year, but Harden. KD wasn't there, right? So you put in KD and Harden.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's probably going to be a good team. I mean,
that's probably a finals team.
Kyrie's the issue.
Kyrie's the issue. Kyrie's always been the issue.
Because KD is fine. Dude, in Golden State, he had the third most points because he was Clay and Steph. Oh. So he's like, oh, I'm fine.
Well, did he average the third most points? No, I think he still averaged the most.
No, third most points.
For real?
Yeah, because it was Steph and Clay. I'm like, and he still won chips. That's fine. And he's not the issue. It's Kyrie.
And then that's the thing.
Bitch.
That's the thing. If you really keep that whole team as it is and just remove Kyrie and add James Harden, that's a finals team.
I like that team.
Fine. That's a finals team.
They're young pieces. James Harden, I'd want to go to Philadelphia.
Really?
I'd want to go to Brooklyn.
I want to go to Brooklyn, dude.
No, I mean, because I don't think the Nets would give a Kyrie. Because the thing is,
I got
the reason. The reason KD went to Brooklyn was because Kyrie.
So Kyrie.
No. But it was because Kyrie said like, "Oh, I don't want to go to Nets. I want to go to Brooklyn." And they fucking it was like, "All right, I mean, I guess." So they fucking teamed up there, right? If you're in Philadelphia, bro, right? First of all, every year James Harden has played, he's pretty much made the second round of the playoffs or the third round. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been like like Russell Westbrook that loses in the first round. Besides. Mm-hmm. Well, not
besides the finals run.
Yeah. Right? So you go to Philadelphia, you play with Embiid, and that's all obviously probably the best trade that the Rockets would get from. Just swap Ben Simmons for James Harden.
Right? That's such a fair trade.
That's
the most balanced trade I've ever
probably. The Philadelphia's getting the better player now, and then in the long run, the Rockets might end up getting the better player in the future.
Yeah, because the Rockets might... Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Rockets could develop with it, and the Philadelphia could probably win a ring like in the next like 2-3 years.
Yeah, because the Embiid, and I understand
everything's like, gonna change.
Things didn't work out between Harden and Howard, but also Embiid right now is probably better than Howard was when he was in the Rockets.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'd want to go, and I know that he's interested in going there. I know the Heat are one of the teams too, but
I don't think there's too much that the Heat would have to give up
assets.
For.
Yeah, the Heat don't have enough assets to give up. Then
and
they'd be willing.
I'm fine with that. As because if they were to be dumb enough and just be like, well, here, take a couple picks. Right for the future, and then take whatever fucking.
And that's why I don't have as big of a problem ABC. Trading picks.
I don't either. Right, but if you were to say this year's first, next year's first, fucking throwing Kelly Olynyk, Kendrick Nunn, even fucking Tyler Hero, I'd take James Harden for that.
You would?
Yeah, probably. Because that team would probably win the finals.
I don't know.
I think so.
I like James Harden. I've turned out, bro.
I've liked James Harden more throughout the years. If he ends up in the Nets, I'd probably like love the guy.
I like Harden
because I'm like low key, like I'm a closeted Nets fan.
I fear the beard.
I like James Harden.
I like James Harden.
Seeing him make that play in the playoffs this year.
I was so excited for him to come to Houston. Like when he first left OKC, I'm like, this would be his team.
I thought that would be his team.
And then that team just never makes it anywhere.
I wasn't too hyped for it, but I was like, oh shit, like let's see how like this guy turns out. And then he ended up becoming like a fucking god.
God, dude.
Bro, he's probably the greatest offensive player of all time. That's crazy to say.
I see that.
Him and Russell Westbrook
made
triple doubles be like, okay.
I saw something today, where it's like the triple double is so relevant now because of Russell Westbrook.
And yeah, he did it for an entire fucking season. And even James Harden was getting them all the time.
And yeah, like, did it.
James Harden's jumping like, 40, 50, that, like
that now nothing. Triple doubles are just like, okay.
Okay. Whoa.
I think we're all excited for the upcoming week of NBA basketball because, like, even though there's no actual basketball being played, bro.
Trades.
This is the spiciest time for basketball.
This is a very spicy trade start.
Dude, this is already like day one of NBA trades, and it was much spicier than NFL.
I thought it was yesterday.
Yeah, that's yesterday.
Oh, it's the day
fucking
two.
Idiot. Day two. Idiot.
You fucking idiot. Bozo.
Idiot. Right,
can you swim?
Ignorant idiot.
Can you swim?
Idiot. Ignorant idiot.
Can you swim? Or ride a bike?
Oh my God. Right.
Either way.
The fucking guns.
That's all we have for you guys today. The TikTok is up. It's actually @_EBSports, just like the Instagram and the Twitter.
We like the consistency.
Right? Yeah. The YouTube channel is there. The video is going to be up on Thursday. Audio goes up on Wednesday. So we had that schedule set up. And that's pretty much all we have for you guys today. Peace.
Peace. Ciao.